What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Panels on Pages podcast. My name is Dalibor, and today we're going to be talking about Captain Krakoa. I'm going to record this now because I'm going to need it later. Full spoilers on everything I'm about to talk about. If you're not familiar, that is the name of the newest hero from the Krakoan Age of the X-Men. He is the new leader of the X-Men, and shockingly, but not shockingly, it's Cyclops. Turns out, behind the scenes somewhere, probably revealed in the next issue of X-Men, Cyclops dies very publicly and thus has to become Captain Krakoa in order to maintain his position on the X-Men and protect the secret of Krakoan resurrection. I am in part wondering if this is due to Ben Urich's investigation. That is my first thought. As soon as I saw that it was Cyclops, and I had my suspicions that it was Cyclops, but as soon as I saw it, as soon as they confirmed it, I was like, did they, like, do this because there's not really a way to resolve the Ben Urich problem. Like, you can't kill him, you can't, like, take over his mind or whatever. There's just no way to solve the Ben Urich problem unless you just preemptively prove him wrong by saying, oh, Cyclops died, and now Cyclops is gone, and now we have a new leader of the X-Men. That's the only thing I can think of. The problem with that is that Ben Urich is an investigative journalist. All this is going to do is pique his fucking interest and be like, wait, Cyclops came back before. Why isn't he coming back this time? And he's going to do the fucking research and he's going to find out that it's Cyclops. Now, long run, do I think Ben Urich is going to publish an article, the expose, showing that the X-Men can resurrect? They've cracked the mystery of death. No, I don't think that's going to happen. I think the way this goes down, and, you know, quote me on this if I'm right, don't quote me if I'm wrong. The way I think this goes down is he finds out Cyclops is Captain Krakoa. He's going to be like, what the fuck? He's going to confront him. Scott's going to be like, listen, Ben, we got to talk. And basically, he's going to become their PR guy because that's really the only thing they could do with him, because he would report the truth. And I think they're going to try to circumvent it in a way that would not necessarily prevent him from telling the truth, but I think they're going to convince him that the secret remaining a secret is for the best for everybody. How will they do that? I'm going to leave that up to the writers, but that is what my guess is. I don't think we're going to go to the extreme of Beast and his X-Force team torturing this guy or threatening him or whatever, manipulating him some way that will prevent him. You know, they'll, like, force him to stop. I think we're going to go with the X-Men are good guys. We're doing good shit for people. All of our people have been killed many, many times. Saving your ass. Just shut up about this. Come work for us. See that, like, you'll have this in your pocket, right? You can always publish this. But, like, come see what we do and report on what we're doing and what we're trying to do. And if you think that we're not doing what's best for everybody, publish your expose. And then, you know, he'll embed with the X-Men. And then eventually he'll just be like, someone's going to save his life. Someone's going to save Phil's life. It's going to happen. And he's just going to be like, all right, maybe I'm going to just keep this one to myself.
Now, obviously, that was recorded before this past week's issue, so there's that.
In other Krakoan news, because we're just going to do an X-Men episode here today, the 10 Lives, 10 Deaths of Wolverine arc started. I've got a little visual aid. This is from the previews from a while back. I wasn't sure where this was going to go. Obviously, they didn't really show a lot of stuff in here from it, and you know, there was just like a lot of artwork of showing Wolverine through his various stages in life. I still don't fucking know what's going on. Read the first issue. It kind of feels like they're doing a Days of Future Past thing. Like, I think they're shoving his consciousness into a younger version of himself. But here's my problem. Obviously, that's the mystery of it. That's what's going to make you get the next issue. But how did Arcady go back in time? How does Arcady get to possess different people through time? Now, obviously, Mikhail is involved, but his is like an energy thing, right? It's like a, it's like a dimensional teleportation thing. Maybe he got a time travel thing out of it. But like, so what, is he just like shoving him back through time? How does Arcady get to pick who he transports into? Because that definitely was, he was like the gardener, then he was the fucking butler. They're just like boom, boom, boom. Wasn't even line of sight. So like, how does he get to choose? And then we have actual time travelers on the X-Men. Why do we need to send Wolverine by himself back into his past lives to like fuck up his own time stream? Like, I don't get it. I'm not really 100% sure on why this is. Not even like how is going to be explained. I'm really waiting for the why. Not really just buying. I'm not buying the sales pitch right off the bat here. Obviously the art is beautiful. I'm really excited about, you know, the visuals, seeing Arcady with like his hosts creating the tentacles. Like, what is that made out of? They don't have the whips inside of them. So is that just like organs and shit? Like, it's fucking weird. Like, it's interesting, like visually super interesting. Bone claws from Wolverine. That was super interesting. But like the why. I'm waiting for the why, because otherwise I don't care. Like, a good X-Men story is always welcome, but like, this whole era has been so well put together and well kind of structured that to have this be an event, not just like, oh, this is like a little mini series, it's a couple issues in Wolverine. This is an event, but I don't know what the fuck the event is. That's the problem. Like, I don't know why it's happening. Could be something to do with the Cerebro Sword. That was kind of a long fucking... That was a long play. That was like a year. Like, Ten of Swords was a fucking year ago. So, could be long play for the fucking Cerebro Sword. Not really sure why there's a sword. I thought the Cerebro Sword was going to come into play during Ten of Swords. That would have made the most sense. Because now, outside of the context of the Ten of Swords storyline, why is there a Cerebro Sword? And again, we're just going back to the why. Not really sure about the whys of this, but we'll see what happens. And finally, I want to talk about X-Men Unlimited Infinite Comic. First of all, just call it X-Men Unlimited. I know it is an infinite comic, but it's like, or Infinity Comic, whatever the fuck they're calling them. Just, it could just be X-Men Unlimited, and it's published digitally. Like, it's coming out in books now. Like, the first arc, I think, is being put out. I'm interested to see if they do, like, a prestige format, because I don't know if, because, like, the first four chapters, because, like, the first four chapters, especially those first four chapters, a lot of this is really formatted for the vertical scroll. Not really sure how it's gonna translate. I mean, I'm sure it'll be fine, but we'll see. And then, are those first four chapters, is that one issue? Is that 22 pages? Like, I feel like they're not 22 swipe chapters. They're, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. One would hope that they've planned ahead on this, because old Infinite Online Comics, whatever the fuck they're calling them, that shit was bad. Like, that shit was, like, formatted for computer monitors. Like, they didn't understand who reads comics and how. Like, I get computer monitors, but we expect a format when we read a comic book. Like, this is the format. This is not the format. This is a rare occasion kind of thing, horizontal thing. But it wasn't even like half a page sized. It was like weird sizing. So then in post, it was like a quarter page. It was like half of a page was one page. But then like in post, you gotta like format all that shit. I don't know. I wasn't a fan of that old format. I like the new format way better. More people are reading comics on their phones, especially. So the app just makes it easy. You're just swiping up. Bigger screens. All those like technological things that support the transition of this, all for it. Also, they clearly have not been asleep at the wheel, because they've noticed Webtoons. They've noticed all these other platforms going to this exact format. So this wasn't an original idea by them, obviously. But story-wise, solid shit. Solid shit. This has been a truly enjoyable X-Men Unlimited experience. The last X-Men Unlimited volume, it was really wasn't a big fan of it. You had some standouts here and there, but it just wasn't my favorite. The original run, outstanding. I mean, they're just gems. Oh, fucking the connection between Rogue and Nightcrawler and Mystique. Like, boom, just gem issue. That first one with the first appearance of Sienna Blaze. Where Professor Xavier just, like, knowledge shames Cyclops. And he's like, you thought her body just, like, adapted to whatever weather she was in? Like, no, you're a crazy person. Like, no, Scott, you're an idiot. What the fuck have I been doing with you this whole time? Like, gems is what I'm saying. There were some gem fucking moments, and sometimes it tied into, like, other things. But, like, right now, while this is very firmly placed within the current ecosystem, the Krakoan era, it feels like the necessary, like, offshoot stories. Like I was saying, every time I see a Juggernaut in a X thing, like there was a preview. I think he's gonna be in Knights. He's gonna be in one of the new titles. And I had posted something on Facebook, and I was like, "Oh man!" Like every time I see Juggernaut participating in some X-Men shit, I remember that time where Fabian Nicieza wrote this fantastic Juggernaut miniseries, and he canonically wrote that Juggernaut can't go to Krakoa. So I'm like, how the fuck's he supposed to be on whatever X-Force or whatever he's supposed to be on? And that still be true. And then Fabian being Fabian, he's like, read fucking X-Men Unlimited. That's what I'm writing about. And I was like, oh shit. All right, cool. Bet. So I don't know how it's resolved yet. I mean, there's kind of like a little mention of, hey, I'm going to go when I feel wanted. That was kind of the only mention of it. So it kind of swept it under the rug, basically, because, like, in the Juggernaut miniseries, Xavier said, Krakoa is for mutants. You can never step foot here. Like, that was pretty straightforward. But now it's like, maybe that's just how he felt. He felt he wasn't wanted. I don't know. Whatever. It's not that big a deal for me. Honestly, it's these lovely little add-on stories. Like, Nature Girl's always kind of been a weird character, so, like, having her in that whole second arc with X-Men Green, and it said X-Men Green will return, so, like, then I have questions and where it's gonna go, and she got her whole new, like, Hela-inspired look. Like, really, I'm not wrong here, right? She looked like Hela. That whole thing, like, great arc. And, like, out of that especially, Doug and the island asserting some dominance in, like, the whole situation, like, that's gonna come back to be a point of conflict. Like, hey, Doug, turns out you let this bitch go. Like, the fuck is that about? So, I'm interested. There's, like, little things, because it also ties into, like, Inferno and, like, Doug knowing shit that he wasn't supposed to be knowing, right? Like, here's a secret thing. He's like, let's find out what's in the secret thing. Like, it just feels like the necessary little sprinkles that just kind of tie it all together, which is going back to fucking 10 lives, 10 deaths, why I don't understand what it is. And it doesn't feel like a necessary thing. It just feels like a thing someone came up with and they're trying to, like, wrap it up inside of the era. Now, granted, we have the groundwork for Arcady and all those things, and, like, the reason he gets mad at them and blah blah blah, but again, it feels like we had these ingredients, the head chef has left, you know, Hickman is out, maybe we make something else with these ingredients, you know what I mean? Like, maybe those instructions that the head chef, they were like, it was good, but, like, what if we did something different? And that's what I'm concerned about. Although not to the point that I'm not going to read it and not going to buy it. Like, I've got a whole separate X-Men section on my shelves for X-Men trades. Bah, bah, bah. They're all going in there. All of them from all time. I'm going to find them. I just found, complete fucking sidetrack, I just found for basically with tax, and I don't think they were shipping, it was like $7 over cover price. So, like, right there within the range that I would pay. Shattershot. Got the Shattershot hardcover. It's on the way. That shit was $200+. That shit was like $280 last time I looked. And I was never going to fucking spend that much on it. So the next one that is like really, really like absurdly overpriced is Eve of Destruction. That's the next hardcover that I'm looking for. I'm hoping to just jump on eBay one day and it's like cover price. And I'll be like, let's go. Like, it was originally $100. It's like the cheapest I found it was $180. And I was like, I'd be willing to pay like up to $20 over $80. It's a bit much. It's a bit much. So I'm gonna have to wait on that. Although I did really want to, like, there was a, cause I really like that era, that like whole Search for Cyclops, that whole thing, man. Like, that was just such a good era. I can't wait to add it to my whole fucking library. Anyway, that's going to be it for this one, I think. I don't have anything else, any other X news. There's a whole new slew of books coming out. They've, like, delayed a bunch of stuff. I think we're going to be in the 10 Lives, 10 Deaths thing for the next few, I think it's 10 weeks. Because in the 10 Lives, 10 Deaths, it just had the Wolverine stuff in it. So I think we're just going to be pushing through that whole thing until we get to April. And I think that's going to get us to April. We have a couple more little sprinkles of other issues. And obviously X-Men Unlimited is something to always watch out for. Plus you've got your X-Men Legends still coming out monthly and things like that. The X-Men world is a good place to be right now. It's a really, really good place to be. Like, you have these little tastes of the classics, like people who used to write it, who used to draw it, they jump on, they're like, boom, 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 let's do this. Like, they fucking answered the Summers Brother thing from fucking forever ago. Like, all these little tastes and little, hey, we didn't forget about you, you know? I appreciate it. X-Men Legends is kind of like comfort food while you're trying all this new shit. All this new shit in the Krakoan era. That is gonna be it. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. I'ma see y'all in the next one. How they been living before they go living. My vision is vivid. I wander the places they marvel. The shit that I'm talking is low-key and novel. Yeah, I'm so lit, but a lonely spark. About to end game like Tony Stark.